Wikipedia.
Today is Sunday, June 30th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, One Shot. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, the podcast where we dig into the depths of Wikipedia to deliver fascinating insights and captivating stories about topics that shape our world. I'm your host, Aloy, and today we're diving into the intriguing world of One Shot, a unique adventure game that's been stirring up conversations and capturing imaginations since its release. So, what's One Shot all about? In a nutshell, One Shot is an indie puzzle adventure game that takes the concept of breaking the fourth wall to a whole new level. Developed by Little Cat Feet and published by Deka, it was initially released as a free game in 2014, with an enhanced version hitting the shelves in 2016. What makes One Shot stand out in the crowded field of indie games, you might ask? Well, let's dive deeper, shall we? First, allow me to introduce you to the story. In One Shot, you play as Nico, a cat-like child who awakens in a mysterious, dying world with one critical mission: to bring back the sun. The game's world is immersive and deeply engaging, but what truly sets it apart is how it actively involves you, the player, in ways that go beyond clicking and typing. You aren't just guiding Nico, you become an integral part of the narrative. From the very beginning, One Shot makes it clear that it's not your typical game. Instead of confining itself to the game window, it interacts with your computer directly. You might find that the game talks to you through pop-up messages, changes your desktop background, or even messes with your files temporarily to enhance the storytelling. It's a jarring yet exhilarating experience, particularly for those unaccustomed to such direct interaction from a game. One of the most captivating aspects of the game is the emotional depth it manages to achieve. Nico isn't just a passive character. They are aware of your presence. This awareness leads to moments that are both heartwarming and heartbreaking as you guide Nico through puzzles and conversations. The emotional weight of the choices you make adds layers to the gameplay, making it a thought-provoking experience. A great example of this is how the player's choices affect Nico's understanding of the world. Sometimes you have to guide them through tough decisions, creating a real bond between you and the character. This emotional engagement is a big part of what keeps players invested in the game long after the final credits roll. Now let's talk about some of the game's stunning visuals and soundscapes. Despite its pixel art style, which might seem simplistic at first, the game's art direction is breathtaking. The intricate details in the environment, the subtle shifts in color palettes to signify emotional tones, and the carefully designed character sprites all work together to draw you into this unique world. Couple that with a hauntingly beautiful soundtrack composed by Night Margin, and you have a setting that is as immersive as it is poignant. The music plays a significant role in setting the atmosphere, with its delicate, melancholic tunes accompanying you on your journey, enhancing each emotional beat of the story. Now, you might wonder, are there any challenges or criticisms that One Shot has faced? Absolutely, and it's worth discussing them. While the game is praised for its innovative storytelling and emotional depth, some players have found its puzzles either too challenging or too easy, which can break the immersive experience for some. Additionally, the fourth wall-breaking elements, though a defining feature, might be off-putting for players who prefer more conventional gameplay mechanics. However, these criticisms have done little to dim the game's impact. Since its release, One Shot has garnered a dedicated fan base and acclaim for its narrative innovation and emotional complexity. It's a testament to what indie games can achieve when they dare to push boundaries and experiment with interactivity in meaningful ways. To give you some real-life perspective, I recall a conversation I had with a friend who played the game. She said it was one of the most moving experiences she ever had in gaming. She described feeling a genuine sense of responsibility for Nico, unlike anything she felt with other game characters. Her story highlights what makes One Shot special. It's not just a game you play, but one you experience and carry with you. So, Here's a question for you, dear listeners. What do you think about games that break the fourth wall and involve players on such a personal level? Do you find it engaging or perhaps a bit intrusive? Your thoughts and reflections can enrich our discussion about how such methods can impact the storytelling potential of video games. Before we wrap up, let's quickly touch on how one-shot fits into the broader context of gaming and technology. The techniques used in one-shot challenge the boundaries between the game and the player, highlighting a growing trend in the gaming industry, an effort to create more immersive and interactive experiences. As our technology continues to advance, who knows what's next? Maybe we'll see even more games that test the limits of interactivity, not just through breaking the fourth wall, but by seamlessly blending augmented reality, AI, and other cutting-edge technologies. It's an exciting frontier, and games like One-Shot are at the forefront, showing us just how powerful and innovative the medium can be. So if you haven't played One-Shot yet, I'd highly encourage you to give it a try. It's more than just a game. It's an experience that weaves together narrative, puzzles, and emotion in a way that's truly unique. And that's a wrap for today's episode of Wikipodia. I hope you enjoyed our deep dive into One-Shot. Stay curious and keep exploring, because there's always something fascinating waiting to be discovered. Until next time, our music fades in, then out.
That was the Wikipodia podcast for the article of the day, One-Shot. Thanks for listening. See you next time.